Oikos presents 15 Seconds of Strength.
Here we go. Steve's got a trunk full of groceries and no one to help him.
Oh, that's tough, Jim. Looks like a 5-trip load at least.
He grabs the first bag, the second. Bob, it looks like he's trying to do it all one trip. He shimmies the door open, steps over the dog. Oh, and he stumbles.
Oh, right into the kitchen without missing a beat. Mm. Jim, now that's a man who eats his protein-packed Oikos.
With 15 grams of complete protein in each cup, Oikos Triple Zero can help build strength for every day. Oikos, stronger makes everything better.
Hey everyone, it's Chris. Before I start this podcast, I'd just like to quickly plug a show that I have coming up in Northeast Ohio, since according to my statistics, that's home to 87% of my listening audience. This December 23rd, Christmas Eve Eve, and December 26th, the day after Christmas, I will be co-headlining at the historic Funny Stop Comedy Club on State Road in Cuyahoga Falls. It's going to be a Christmas celebration, a Boxing Day you'll never forget. I won't punch you, but you will have a good time. Call 330-923-4700 for reservations or check out funnystop.com.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Chris Clem's Cavs Cast. I'm your host, Chris Clem. I've come down a little bit under weather. I've got a bit of a cold. I can't really talk. So even though I was inspired to do more this episode and actually break down the game, that's not going to happen. And this is going to be installment number two of Mike Polk's stories. This one is about Ricky Davis, and it's really funny. You'll enjoy it. Before we get into that, I would like to say that the Cavs are firing on all cylinders. I'm loving it. And LeBron gave Kevin Love a diamond cutter after the game last night. People are saying it's a stone cold stunner. They're wrong. I'm an expert. I'm here to tell you it's not a stunner without the kick to the gut first. It was a diamond cutter. He didn't jump. It's not an RKO. It was a diamond cutter. Here's the clip.
Self high five.
It's going to be a great game, obviously Christmas Day. There's a lot of weight on that. America runs up the game. Finals rematch.
How do you handle him?
It's everybody.
All of them. Sometimes you just have to watch because it's just that good. Merry Christmas, Cavs fans.
Too bad this team doesn't get along, Campy.
Who said that? There's no way.
I don't know. Yeah, they're having no fun at all.
Good call. You get the drift. And here's my prediction from the game. I said this earlier today on 1590 WAKR in Akron. Thanks for Tony Mazur for having me on. I really appreciate it.
What are we thinking tomorrow?
I'm thinking the Cavs are going to have their best performance beginning to end, all four quarters, and actually upset the Warriors because they've been talking about this in post-game interviews for weeks. I know they've been circling. This is circled on their calendar.
Absolutely.
I'd just like to say one more time, I will be at the Funny Stop Comedy Club the day after Christmas, 8 and 10:30 p.m. Use my promo code Kirk Robinson for half off, and I believe free tickets for the second show. Half off the first, buy one, get one, free tickets for second. Saturday, December 26th, Funny Stop Comedy Club, 330-923-4700. Now, I wish all of my listeners a very Merry Christmas. I hope you enjoy the holiday season. Have a good time and really just, you know, relax and cut back. And I'll be watching the Cavs at 5 p.m. on Friday. I hope everybody else is too. Go Cavs, beat the Warriors, shock the world. And without any further ado, I don't say stuff like that. Without any more of my blabbering on, here's Mike Polk Jr. All right, everybody, fix the front, whatever.
Boy, you gave up on this one pretty fast.
Yeah, I'll do it in post. It's Chris. We're back again. I obviously didn't have time to do a regular episode, so once again, I have some guy I know, Mike Polk Jr. Everybody loves him, I guess.
Jesus, listen to the bitterness dripping out of this
There's
podcast.
There's no bitterness at all.
Fury.
The first time I saw Mike was on The Cat, but the second time I saw Mike was when he was an arena host of the Cavs, and he's a huge Cavs fan. He's been around a while, and he has told me that he was there the night Ricky Davis tried to get a triple-double by shooting at the wrong basket. Mike, is this true?
No, it was a total lie. This podcast is over. No, it was true.
God damn it.
Wouldn't that be funny if that was it?
Yeah.
No, I was. I was at the infamous Ricky Davis attempt to give himself a triple-double. I don't remember what year that was. Can you help me out? You know my memory.
Yeah, I believe it was 2004 because it was it was 2003, the year before LeBron came.
Thank you, Giant Rain Man. I appreciate that. Yeah, it was the year before LeBron came because that Ricky Davis was the offense back
then.
And I was a huge Ricky Davis fan for all the wrong reasons. I was a Ricky Davis fan for the same reason that people are like Floyd Mayweather fans, or the same reason that people are Mike Tyson fans. You know, that we love our villains. And he was a villain, but like a likable villain.
For sure. When LeBron got drafted and he started getting the majority of the shots his rookie year, Ricky Davis complained to the media that he thought LeBron was there to help him score.
Exactly. A little more about Ricky Davis. He had a... I know he has a tattoo that says, "Get Buckets." I also know that I drove behind him downtown one time when he was in his Hummer... or at that time, it might have been like whatever the Hummer was of 2001.
No, they had a Hummer then because LeBron had a scandal where his mom bought one.
Oh, yeah, that's right. But his license plate was "Get Yours," as if, you know, just to say, go get your own. Just be a very good scorer who plays no defense, and you too can own this, but you've got to get yours. But I always loved watching him because he was always entertaining. I like anybody who's really good in a press conference, too. It's not a typical press conference afterwards where they talk to the person and it's just like, you know, we just got to keep working hard, keep our heads down, trying to get better. Ricky Davis will just be like, coach fucking sucks. All these players suck. I'm the best. Buy my new fragrance. I love those kind of players. They're so much more entertaining. That, you know, I love the way, if I had my way, Marshawn Lynch would be the gold standard for how people treat the media. I love it.
By this point, on some background information, by the time Ricky Davis got to the Cavs, he was on his fourth team, and he was always a very productive scorer and efficient player, surprisingly efficient, but he was one-dimensional, and every coach he ever played for wanted to murder him.
Yes, that's absolutely true, and that includes once he was one of those dudes who wouldn't hang it up once the NBA booted him, and he went to Europe and played, I know, for like, you know, the Tokyo Dragons or something like that forever, and it was the same thing. But anyways, he was always just a highly entertaining player, and and especially during that time, I don't care how big of an asshole he was, they needed something. And, you know, sometimes you got to sign a deal with the devil in order in situations like that. And think about, like, who was on that team at the time? I know you'll remember better than I remember some, but you could probably list the entire roster.
Bimbo Coles. Actually, Ilgauskas had a good season that year, but he is the epitome of, like, not going to track people to come to a game to watch a 7'3 guy shoot 15-footers and post up really slowly.
Yeah, very elegantly.
Yeah. Andre Miller was still on the team that year. Then they traded
Lamon Murray was
Lamon Murray,
who
was an asshole to me at Giant Eagle and Stowe when he had an autograph signing. I was literally the only person to show up, and he still couldn't spend longer than 15 seconds talking to me.
The sad thing is that's the third time I've heard him bitch about that Lamon Murray experience. He holds a grudge like you wouldn't fucking believe. He's like a pit bull hanging onto a rawhide with a grudge, Chris Clemens.
I do hold grudges. It's a negative...
I know. But you also give them up as soon as the person submits to you and tells you that they're sorry and everything was their fault, in your defense.
That's true.
So you're pretty noble in that regard. Ricky Davis, hilarious player, hilarious personality, fun to watch score, and the dude could float. You can't take that away from him. The guy had hops, and it was just fun to watch him play. But
he had a monster dunk over Steve Nash that got played on top 10 highlights for the end of the year on SportsCenter. It was amazing. He literally jumped over his head.
And that highlight is still being played in Ricky Davis' basement right now as we record this again and again on a loop. And his kids are like, all right, Dad. Tickets were very easy to come by that year. That was the season they won like no games, right? 17 games. I mean, it was just a joke. So they were just handing them out, you know, like candy at a parade back then. And I went to a bunch of those games, and you could sit wherever the hell you wanted. You could move down and stuff. And that was kind of fun. You know, obviously it was terrible basketball, but it was still cool having that kind of access.
Yeah, it was great. We would just decide like at school, hey, let's go to the Cavs game and drive up and easily get $10 tickets.
And usually if there's like some poor bastard scalper outside, you could get them for $5, especially if you wait until like the second quarter. But I go up there, and because my buddy was, I'm not trying to name drop here, but my buddy Ryan was a manager at an Arby's.
Oh.
The Arby's in, quick shout out to the Arby's in Hudson.
Nice.
I was living in... It's
still there.
It is good. I was living on the border of Stowe and Hudson at the time on, was that 91? Is that what that road is?
Yeah, Barrow Road.
Okay. I called it Studson.
Yeah, where that's I lived. Right where that Arby's is.
Yep. So, yeah. Okay, so my story checks out. Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, my mom has a hair salon right behind that Arby's in the plaza down there.
Okay. So, anyways, he worked at that Arby's. And I'm not, honestly, I might be amping him up a little bit. He might not have been the manager. I know that he worked there, but I thought he was the manager. I don't know. I know we got a lot of free Arby's, so he was...
Arby's was cool because my friend had a buy 5 roast beef, get 5 for free coupon, and they never took it. So we got to use it.
Yeah, Arby's still does that. When I use the drive-thru, and by the way, I'm a grown man with no excuses. When I use the drive-thru, I offer the coupon, but I don't give it to them until they ask for it.
No,
and then I'm like,
never.
Oh, right, I'm so... How silly of me. And then I give it to them reluctantly, you know. but yeah, Arby's is good about that. They just want you coming back through. So anyways, he was definitely working at that Arby's. Might have been a manager, might not have been. But he was the employee of the month, regardless.
Wow.
And as the employee of the month, he was given the Arby's suite at the... I don't think Arby's owned it, but I think that was a client of somebody. So the point is, he got to be in a loge, like one of those loges at the queue for this game. And he got to bring a friend. And nobody wants to go, of course, because it's all like we're a sketch improv group, so nobody cares about sports. He didn't even care, but he's just like, he wants, you know, sweets are amazing. I'm sure you've been in one. Like, it's free booze, free food, and that's, I would have gone without free booze and free food, so that, I'm just like, fuck yeah, I'm going to that. So we ended up in this suite with a bunch of other weirdos from different fast food restaurants or whatever, and... Here's always a bad sign when there were seriously only 6 people in the suite, which means some people had the opportunity to come to a Cavs game and eat free food and drink booze and chose not to because the Cavs were so bad. They're just like, nah, we'll pass. I mean, they were probably just grown-ups, but I would go and just, I would steal everything from those things. So we go and we're at this game, and it was one of their 17 wins. And it was actually very lopsided. I don't remember who they were playing. Do you remember?
I want to say the Atlanta Hawks, but I could be wrong.
I don't know. I forget. But it was a lopsided win, and we were actually winning this game. To the point that by the end of the fourth quarter, and Ricky was having a great game, and he was fun to watch. I'm getting hammered in this suite. And by the end of the fourth quarter, the place had pretty well cleared out because we were ahead significantly. Everybody's walking. It wasn't that full to begin with, by the way. Like, there was nobody there. It looked like a WNBA game. But so it's the arena is almost empty. And even the people who were there are not paying attention at this point. It's mostly just people in suites milking it like we were. I swear, I think I was the only one watching the actual game. And Ricky Davis at this point... I don't remember how many points he had, but that was never an issue. He never had any trouble hitting a double-double with points.
He averaged 20.5 that season.
Okay. Anyways, he was very close to a triple-double, and he only needed one more rebound in order. And I'm sure the other thing was steals, because I'll bet you it wasn't assists. so he needed to get one rebound for the triple-double, and I was kind of watching the thing on the board, and I saw that, and I don't know if anybody else was even aware. It's not like they announced that or anything like that. And this is pre-Twitter, so nobody's saying, Ricky Davis, one, you know what I mean? But I saw them inbound the ball, and seriously, there was almost no time left. It was like garbage, total garbage time. Somebody inbounds the ball to Ricky Davis, and he takes it down to the opposite end and takes it to the opponent's hoop and just gently lobs it off the backboard. And everybody around seemed a little bit confused, and I really think I was the first person in that arena to realize, possibly even including the players and the coaches, what Ricky Davis was doing, because I'm so in tune with his terrible personality, like his selfishness. I'm like, I said to myself, I actually said it out loud to Ryan, who was the Arby's worker and a friend of mine. I said, this motherfucker's trying to give himself a triple-double. And watching the refs respond to it was hilarious, because they are not used to that. They've never seen such an act of selfishness, and they don't know how to respond. So then I remember them kind of looking at each other like, well, that's not right. And they blew a whistle, because that's illegal. You can't do that. I don't know what exactly the rule is, but I know there's some rule that doesn't allow you to be an asshole. Otherwise, you just go down there and lob six off of there in order to break records all the time. You know, but Ricky Davis didn't give a shit, wasn't aware of it or anything. So, and he wanted that fucking triple double. And so he went down there and tossed it off the thing. And then I remember him coming down and kind of giving a look like, I did it, you guys. As if everybody in the arena was going to be like, stand up and just be like, Ricky, woo!
Yeah.
And also, how tasteless, because they were already winning by like 20 points. Yeah. So what a fuck you to the other team.
Shouldn't even have been in the game at that point.
No, he shouldn't have been.
Like, let me stay until I get this rebound.
Was it Washington? God damn it. I'm so mad. I should have tried to remember.
I'll drop it in on the introduction.
Because I remember the coach afterwards in the press conference being furious. And it's a coach that you and I would know.
Okay.
And he bitched about it. But right after he did it, a player from the other team.
It might have been Doug Collins, because that was the Jordan second run era.
A player from the other team, though, knew what he did. Goes up and just shoves Ricky Davis to the ground. And Rick and like just says, because he knew what he was doing, he figured it out, and it's such a tacky move. So shoves him to the ground, and then that's over. And I remember in the press conference afterwards, they were asking Ricky Davis what he was thinking. And he told everybody that he just wanted to give everybody something to cheer for. because this team was so terrible, and that's how he justified it in his mind, which of course was bullshit, but he justified it in his mind by saying, you know what, I just got to give this city something to cheer for, me, and the fact that I got a triple-double. I'm going to give them a reason to cheer, my stats.
Yeah.
So anyways, I was at that game, and it was one of my favorite Cavalier memories.
That's going to be one of those games people lie to their grandchildren about being at.
Yeah. I actually still have the ticket, though.
Oh.
I know I do somewhere. And like, I have a bag of keepsakes, and I throw every ticket I ever go into like into a big Ziploc bag. So if I fish through, I can find it. And plus, Ryan from Arby's can totally back up my tale.
You're a true Cavs fan. Yes. Thanks, Mike. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast is brought to you by Chris Clem. The Cleveland Cavaliers do not support, endorse, or in any way approve of this podcast. If you'd like to get a hold of us, our phone number is 330-822-2296. Or you can email me at c4podcast@chrisclem.net. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
Open the door to huge savings now at Menards. Enhance the appearance of your home with a new stylish garage door. Choose from our large in-stock selection of ideal garage doors. Or design your own using our free garage door designer. In-store or on Menards.com. Save big on ideal garage doors. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save.